Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine. Thanks, Donovan, bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Clifton. He's Managing Director of Gallup Global Analytics. And we're talking about what they're learning. The Gallup organization is doing an amazing work about finding out what people are thinking all around the globe. And I'm really glad you're doing this, John. Thanks again for hanging out with us. I'm glad you're doing this because as I travel around the world, I'm going to find my way to Main Street as soon as I can. I want to talk to small business owners. And it's amazing how similar the hopes and dreams and the priorities of a small business owner is in Rome or Stockholm or Brazil or wherever I've gone. It's amazing how much there all those things are exactly like a Main Street small business owner in America. What do you think?
I agree with that fundamentally. And I would also say, Jim, so let me just kind of go over exactly what it is that we're doing. We started asking people all over the planet, how's your life going? And the reason that we did that is because right now leaders have this over-reliance on traditional economic indicators. They want to know what people make. They want to know what people spend.
20th century fundamentals.
Exactly. And the challenge with that is that if you build a prison in the middle of the city, it'll make people richer, but it doesn't mean that it'll make their lives better. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to quantify is how their lives are going. And here are the big findings from it, Jim, because about 5 years ago, right before the Arab Spring, we saw that people were getting richer in all of those Arab Spring countries, Egypt, Tunisia, Bahrain. We even saw that they were improving on the Human Development Index put out by the UN. But when we asked people how their lives were going, it was systematically crashing in all three of those Arab Spring countries.
Wow.
Why? Because despite they were getting richer, they felt a very, very different way. Now, here's the even more shocking news. More recently, when we look at Brexit, in the lead-up to Brexit, the economy grew in the fourth quarter at 2%. In fact, unemployment dropped below 5% for the first time since the economic meltdown in the UK. So all traditional economic indicators told us things were okay. Why would Brexit happen? When we asked people how their lives were going, it started crashing in 2014.
Wow.
So we could see it. So now here's one that's more close to home, Jim, because in the United States, for example, we found that around 62 to 66% of people were thriving before the global economic crisis. That dropped to around 57% after the global economic crisis. And over about a six-year period up until 2014, we had another drop down to 50%. So, again, the media told us that in the 2016 election that things were fine, that the economy was getting better, unemployment dropped to a certain number, and that household income should even start to come back a little bit. But people felt very differently, and we saw that dropping pretty dramatically in the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election.
Well, I also think that we've gone through a period of time. You know, Americans have a great need to feel good about ourselves, don't we? I mean, there's a lot. America, there's no question America is an arrogant country. And we're justified in that because, you know, Dizzy Dean, a long time ago, Dizzy Dean said he ain't bragging if he can do it. And America can do it. And so it's our nature to be proud of ourselves, to be proud of what we have, and to be somewhat arrogant about who we are and what we've accomplished, what we're capable of. We don't like it when we're going through a period where we're made to feel that we're not so great. What do you think about that?
I don't know that we quite have an arrogance, but what I will say is that we have high expectations, particularly for democracy.
When I say arrogance, I don't mean obnoxiously. Well, maybe we are a little obnoxious. Go ahead, John.
Well, what I can say is that we have high expectations for government, and we have high expectations for democracy. And what I do know is that over the past 10 years, there has been a major erosion in terms of confidence in government.
Oh, yeah. Now, we've lost so many institutions. It's astonishing.
Absolutely. In fact, when we say what's the single biggest issue facing the country, both small business owners and just Americans in general agree that the biggest issue facing the country today is the government. And in fact, when
lack of leadership.
People,
we have no leadership.
Right. And I think the perception of widespread corruption, because when you say, do you think corruption is widespread in the government, it's now 75% of Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Agree with that.
And the news in the last 2 or 3 weeks would make if the news were available to them about some of the stuff that's going on in Congress right now with the $17 million being used to pay off women who were abused. I mean, that number would be higher if that were out when you did the poll.
Well, I think even as that information has come to light, that is even after only 16% of people said that they approved Congress's job performance. So it's hit a floor that I don't even think they can get lower.
So how is this impacting? I got just a few seconds till we go to the break, and I'll get you to talk about this some more in the next segment. How is this impacting happiness?
Well, as I mentioned, Jim, happiness did hit an all-time low right at the 2016 election. But we saw something interesting because now in our most recent survey in 2017, in terms of the percentage of people that are thriving, jumped back up to 57%. So there may have been a little bit of boost in terms of Republicans, how they feel,
right.
A little bit more hopeful post the election. So we'll see where that goes.
I can see where the Republicans would be happy, the Democrats would not be. That kind of works out that way, doesn't it? Hold on to that thought. Gallup.com, right, John?
Absolutely.
GALLUP.com. Check it out, folks. I'm Jim Blassingham. Right back with John Clifton.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.